Today, Shir's in Masechet Menachos on Daf Samach Dalet. We will begin on Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis, six lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the second word on the line, Omar Rabbah. We are in the middle of a sugya that was negeya to the Mishnah here, concerning the Korban HaOmer, and we had a machlokes at the beginning of the Mishnah between Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim. Rabbi Shmuel's opinion was that during the weekday when the Omer was brought on the 16th of Nisan, the first day of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael, then it was brought from five Sa'in, and it went through, as we explained in yesterday's Shir, a 13 Napois process of sifting and removing all the impurities until we arrived at a Soles, the very fine flour. That was in the weekday. However, Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is that on Shabbos, only three Sa'in were used. And the Chachamim's opinion in the Mishnah was that Echad Shabbos of Echad Choyl, Mishloisha Hayaba. There was no change whatsoever between Shabbos and Choyl. And we started out with the three Sa'in, which, as we explained, was an Eifah, 43.2 average eggs. That's what we start out with, and then we use the 13 napois to sift it out until we get to a isorin ha'efa, a tenth of the efa, and the efa equals three sa'in. And there's no chiluk between Shabbos and Choyl according to the Shita of the Chacham. The Gemara explained what was the rationale of Rabbi Shmuel, that there's a difference between three and five, weekday or Shabbos. And the Gemara explained that Rabbi Yishmael's opinion is that the best thing is always to start out with five, because the soles is the first, as Rashi explained here, the first finest flour that comes out after the 13-stage sifting. So if you're starting with five soin, you're starting with five sources of this excellent flour, that's your best bet to go that route. However, on Shabbos, where we have a consideration about Isser Melacha, and if you're going to, as Rashi explained in the second last Rashi on the Amid, if you're going to have to cut another two soin, a total of five soin, so that's going to be involved with all kinds of ribui in Melacha. You're going to have to be kotzer and zora and borer and tochen and merakate. So it gives the impression you might actually be doing the same amount of work with the three as the five. Because as if you remember yesterday, sugya, by the three, you're going to have to do a tircha yisera. You're going to have to work very hard, as we explained, at the various stages of the 13 stages of sifting. You're going to have to sift it over and over. You're not going to have more than 13 levels of sifting, but at each level, you'll have to work hard, and you'll finally get an adequate amount of soles. But the other way to do it is to take five son, but then you'll be doing all these new malachas of tzira and zora and borer, tocha and merakid on another two son. It gives the impression, even though the amount of work might be the same, by sifting over and over again the three son, you might be doing the exact amount of work as sifting less by five son, but by five son you're going to be doing all those extra malachas. So now, midaraisa, if you're doing the same amount of malachas, there's no difference. But Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that midarabbanan, the rabbanan said, it looks like you're doing a lot more malachas, and because of the sensitivity of Chil Shabbos, we want you to do it from three. Now, Rabbi Yishmael's opinion, he gives up something, because Lamaisa, from three sa'in, you'll get an adequate amount of solace. But from five sa'in, you'll get a better solace than from three. But Rabbi Yishmael is willing to give up the better solace that you're going to be getting from five because of the extra malacha that it appears, because you're going to be doing all that extra malacha. The Rabbanan say there's no chiluk Shabbos choyol. The Rabbanan never made such a gzeira. And whatever you need to do on choyol, that's the same that you do on Shabbos. And we make no differentiation. And now we're ready to begin the Gemara. Amar Rabbah. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Benoish, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, Amru Dover Echad. The Gemara now is going to attempt in the next Amud, and starting right here, to show that Rabbi Shmuel Shita of our Mishnah, who is satisfied with a minimum in order to prevent further desecration of Shabbos, or the appearance of further desecration of Shabbos, is similar. He holds like three other opinions, and on each opinion, the Gemara is going to now tell us, no, Rabbi Shmuel Shita may have nothing to do with those three other Shitas. So if the first Shita that the Gemara tries to say is the same, is Rabbi Shmuel is the same as Rabbi Shmuel Benoish Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broicha. Omru Dover Echad, they were of the same opinion. What is that concerning? The Sani Rulert Nebraisa, we've been speaking so far about Shisha Aser, Hazayin, the 16th day of Nisan. This Braisa concerns the 14th day of Nisan, which is Erev Pesach. Arbo Aser Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, and now he is skinning the Korban Pesach in order to eat it at night on Pesach. So how, the question is, how much of the Korban Pesach does he skin? So Rabbi Shmuel Benoish, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broicha's opinion is, Mafshit Es HaPesach Ad HaChaza. He skins the Pesach until the breast, as the Tosfos, Divrei Maschil Mafshit says, he starts Derech Raglov Maschil, V'hoylechu Mafshit Ad HaChaza Litol Emurim. He wants to get the Emurim, to be Makriv the Emurim. So he starts from the feet and goes up until the Chaza, until the breast, and then he's able to remove the Emurim for Hakrava. Normally, he would skin the entire animal. But it's Shabbos. It's the 14th day Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos Shabbos. So because it's Shabbos, he minimizes the amount. He just does what he has to in order to get out the Emurim. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel Benoish Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broicha, Chamim Aymerim. No, ad sheyafshir es kulay. He treats Shabbos the same as Chol, and he skins the entire animal. So now we have a comparison between Rabbi Shmuel of our Mishnah and the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel Benoish Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broicha. Mi lo yomer Rabbi Shmuel Benoish Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broicha. Didn't he say over there concerning skinning the Pesach? Hasam, he said, kol heichade efshir loy tachinen. If you're able to remove the emurim by just skinning up till the chaza, that's all you do. You don't go more because it's Shabbos. So hachanami, he would hold the same here like Rabbi Shmuel of our Mishnah, kivin de efshir, since I could get adequate, yes, I'm giving up choice soilus, but I can get adequate soilus by three sod, loy tachinen. We don't do all the malachas that are associated with an extra two sod to do all those extra malachas. We suffice with three sod, and we do the sifting over and over till we get an adequate supply. So l'chayra, they seem to be saying the same thing. We just want to point out, Tosfos here, in the middle of the Tosfos Mafshit, raises the issue, is this only something by Pesach, or would this apply to any korban sibber that you bring on Shabbos? How much of the animal are you mafshit in order to get to the emurim? Perhaps the same achloikes would apply to any korban. And Tosfos says it could be in the middle of Tosfos, lav dafka nakaracha pesach, the bechol korban sibber shal Shabbos, havi matzi lashmeinen. Really, we could have had the same achlokas between Chum and Rabbi Shmuel, Benoish Rabbi Yochanan Broicha, by every korban sibber. So why did it say Pesach? He wants to tell me a chiddush. Afal pi sheyesh psachim merubim v'nirim mutalin kinevela. We're going to see this svara in a few moments, that what's the issue of why do the chachamim so adamant that you have to be mafshit the whole animal? Because otherwise it looks like a carcass. It looks a bizoyan hegdish. You skin it up till the breast, and then you leave the rest of the skin on. It looks disgusting for hegdish. So here, by Korban Pesach, the whole Klal Yisrael was shechting the Korban Pesach. And Rabbi Shmuel is adamant, and he says they only go to the Chaza. So it could be, Tosfos says that by all Korbanos Tzibur, the same machlokes would apply. Why do we only speak about Korban Pesach? To tell you the Chiddush, that even though you're dealing with so many Korban Pesach, and all of them are mutal bebezoyin, yet Rabbi Shmuel says you don't skin the whole animal. Then Tosfos says, Inami, it could be, Tosfos vacillates, he's not clear, but he says it could be maybe, it's only by Pesach, where the Rabbanan were makel and said that you're allowed to skin the whole animal, because by leaving the skin on and partially off, you would perhaps ruin the meat. And by Pesach, we're most interested that Klal Yisrael should eat the buser of the Korban Pesach. So it could be, Tosfos, at the end wants to say perhaps the Machloikis is only by Korban Pesach. Maybe by other Korbanos Tzibur, the Rabbanan would be mitzvah to Rabbi Shmuel that you only skin up till the Chazan. So anyway, getting back to the sugya, the Gemara wants to know if the Rabbi Shmuel of our Mishnah and the Rabbi Shmuel of Noshe Rabbi Ben Breika by Korban Pesach are saying the same thing. The Gemara says no. Mimai, where do you get to say it's the same thing? Dilma, perhaps. Adkan lekam Rabbi Shmuel hocha. Here by the Oyim, Rabbi Shmuel says do multiple sifting on three soyin as opposed to five soyin. Ela deleka bizarin kachim. Because over here you don't have the concept that we just mentioned of Bezoin Kachim. Aval Hasan, but over there by Korban Pesach, the Ike Bezoin Kachim. There, as Rashi says at the end, the last Rashi, Chetziv Mufshe Boimit Kach Adalaila Doimik Hinevela. Over there it looks like it's a carcass that you're, it's a Bezoin to Kachim. So it could be, as we turn to Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, a Malach, I would say, maybe, Karabon Sriolei, that perhaps over there, Rabbi Shmuel of our Mishnah will agree to the Rabbanan over there that you do skin the whole animal. So even though by three son versus five son, he said do only three son by the Omer, but over there by skinning, maybe he's murdered the Rabbanan because of Bezoin Kachim, that you go all the way and skin the whole animal. Inami, we can do it the reverse. Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishev Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika hasam. You know when Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishev Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika said over there by kachim by korban pesach that you only skin to the chaza elidis avid leitzarach gavoya. Because if you go to the chaza, you're able to stick your hands in, take out the imurim, and you did what is required. Veleitzarach achulei Shabbos. It's not necessary to be mechalu Shabbos more. If I can get the job done with less, so you have to be, yes, a Korban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, but whatever I don't need to be Doicha, we keep the din of Shabbos. So that's why Rabbi Shmuel says, go only to the Chaz, Aval Hocha. But over here where it comes to the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel of our Mishnah, and the Rabbanan with three or five son, here, Deloy is Avid Leit Tzarech Gavoya. You're not fulfilling, perhaps, the whole Tzarech Gavoya, V'tzorech lechule Shabbos, and it's necessary to be mechal Shabbos to do correctly what Hashem wants. Eimer k'rabban surlei. Why aren't you doing? As we mentioned before, three is really a minimum shear. Your three doesn't give you the maximum amount of pure solace that you can get with five. If you have five son, five sources of this fine, the first solace that comes out is this choice solace. So from five, you're much better off than three. That's a mitzvah and a mufkar. So perhaps over there, I would say, Eimek Rabbanan Sfirlei. The Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Oish Rabbi Yechon Barakis, only says if I do the whole mitzvah properly, then I'm not Mechal Shabbos. But here, I'm not doing the whole mitzvah properly. So maybe in our Mishnah, he would disagree with Rabbi Shmuel. And he would say that whatever you do on Shabbos, on Chol, you must do the same thing on Shabbos to get the choice thing. It happens to be that the Rabbanan hold, you don't need five. As the Gemara explained before, the Rabbanan say three is good for both the Chol and Shabbos. But let's say they would hold you need five b'Chol, then they would hold you need five b'Shabbos also. So Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Oish Rabbi Yochanan Breika, perhaps would hold like the Rabbanan of our Mishnah and not like Rabbi Shmuel. Continues, Ella Amar Rabbi, says Rabbi, you know what? Maybe Rabbi Shmuel holds like somebody else. And we don't have to go far to find out who he holds like. He holds like another Tana in the Mishnah that we just learned. We if you remember from yesterday's shiur, we had another machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim and the Rabbanan on Shabbos, how many people were involved in cutting the Omer. Was it like the weekday that you had three people and three sickles and three baskets? Or was Shabbos different? We only had one person and one basket and one sickle. So the Gemara wants to say, just like Rabbi Shmuel says that you should only use three son instead of five son, He would hold like Rav Chanina, Skana Kohanim of our Mishnah, that we only use one person on Shabbos to cut and not three people. Let's see the Gemara inside. El Amar Rabbi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rav Chanina, Skana Kohanim, Abra Dovrecha, the Snan in our Mishnah, Rav Chanina, Skana Kohanim, Omer, B'Shabbos, Nixer, B'Yachid, one person, B'Magal Echad, one sickle, B'Kupa Achas, one basket, U'B'Chol, on the weekday, B'Shloisha, three people, B'Shalish Kupois, three baskets, U'B'Shalish Magolis, and three sickles. V'Chachamim Oimrim, Echad Shabbos, V'Echad Choyl, B'Shalish Kupois, U'B'Shalish Magolis. Three baskets and three sickles. Here the Rabbanan don't mention you need three people, but it's obvious. There are three people holding three sickles, and they're putting it into three baskets. So me, Loikomer Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, in our Mishnah Hasam, Kivin De Efsher, since it's possible to cut the Omer with one person, Loitachina, we don't use three, as we explained in yesterday's shiur, because by using three, you're, it looks like, perception-wise, that there's more Chilul Shabbos going on. Although the one person's gonna have to work three times as hard to produce what the three people are doing, but it looks like more Chilul Shabbos. So Rabbi Shmuel Shita is, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim Shita is, that there's a Gzeira Midrabbanan, although Midraisa it makes no difference, but Midrabbanan there's a Gzeira that you should only use one person and not three. So, the Gemara thought, Hachanami, so too, over here by the case of, the first case of our Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel, three son or five son, Kivin de Efsher, since I can accomplish the same thing with three son, Loi Tarchinu, we don't do five son. The Gemara says, what's the comparison? Me my. Dilma, Adkan, we come Rabbi Shmuel, Hacha, El Deleka, Pursume Milsa. Remember, there's a very important objective that we are trying to accomplish. We, the Tzadukim, the Vaisusim, were against Torah Shebaal Peh, and they thought that the Ketziras Omer took place on the first Sunday following Mimachos HaShabbos, meant Shabbos Kodesh. And it was the first Sunday following the first Shabbos after the first day of Pesach. And we want to show them they're wrong. Machras HaShabbos means Yontiv HaShabbos, Yerushayvus Mimalacha. It's always the next day after the first day of Pesach, the 16th of Nisan. So we do a lot of things to take away from the Baisusim that they're wrong. So therefore, we want to have three people doing it. There is more publicity with three people doing it than with one person doing it. However, as far as Rabbi Shmuel is concerned, there's no more publicity if you do it with three son and you're working hard at the sifting as opposed to five son and you're doing other malachas. That doesn't show more publicity. So that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Shmuel says only use three son, deleka persume milsa. You're not accomplishing anything, the difference between three and five, as far as combating the baisusim. Aval Hassam, by three people versus one person. The Ikeh Persume Milsa, you have more publicity. Then I would think maybe that Rabbi Shmuel agrees with the Rabbanan that on Shabbos you should have like weekday three people. Inami, or I can go to reverse. Atkan lekom Rab Chanina Skana Kohanim Hassam, the Ibechad, Ibechalish, Tzarech Gavoy, Mesabit Kil Chosay. You know why Rab Chanina Skana Kohanim says only one person? Because whether it's one or three, you're going to accomplish, one person will work three times harder, he'll accomplish the same as three people. And we're concerned about the Chil Shabbos, and that trumps the publicity aspect. Aval Hacha, by three and five, you're missing out, as we've mentioned a few times. What are you missing? That you don't have five son to provide soilus, you only have three son. Yes, you'll get an adequate amount, but you're not going to get a choice amount that you would get from five. There's something missing. So, then I would say, maybe in that case, in the first case of our Mishnah, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim would agree to the Rabbanan that you should do it with five and not with three. Elam Rav Ashi tries a third time, he's also going to be unsuccessful. Rav Ashi tries to say that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi Amru Davar Echad. That Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi said one thing, the same thing, and this is concerning a completely new halacha. This nun we learned in a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, concerning Kiddush HaChodesh. We know that Bezdin is Mekadosh the Chodesh when the Eidim come and they say that they saw the new moon. So the Tana Kama holds, Bein Shen Nira Baal, whether it was seen clearly, Bein Shen Loi Nira Baal, or it wasn't seen clearly. Mechalulav as a Shabbos, whether everybody, oral means that Rashi says, was everybody able to see it or not? In other words, are you, if the Adam saw the new moon on Shabbos, so they're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, but what about if it was crystal clear? Anyone who looked up in the sky would see the new moon. So the Tana Kama holds, doesn't matter. If you see the new moon, we want you to come to Beis Din. Whether Bein Shenirabol, Bein Shaloi Nirabol, Mechal Olavas Shabbos. You can go out of the Tchum and be Mechal Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, no. In Nirabol, if it was seen clearly, so Beis Din saw it also, ain't Mechal Olavas Shabbos. What's the necessity of Mechal Shabbos? Why go Chutz the Tchum? Everybody in Klal Yisrael saw it. So Beis Din doesn't need you to be Mechal Shabbos. So now we can make an analogy between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shmuel of our mission. Me, lo yomer Rabbi Yossi, didn't Rabbi Yossi say, Hossam over there in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Kivin de Efsher, loy tarchinen. Since it's possible to get the job done, to be Mekadesh de Chodesh, without these Eidim being Mechal Shabbos, we're not matriach them to be Mechal Shabbos. Hachanami. So also, is it three son? Is it five son? Do it three son. You're going to get your silas. So, kivin the efshar loy tachinin. That, the Gemara thought that Rabbi Yossi will hold the same as Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says, no, this also is no analogy necessarily. Mimai. Dilma, make a chilek. Ad kan lekom Rabbi Shmuel hacha. Rabbi Shmuel says use three son instead of five son. El deleka. There is no concept here of nimtzas atom machshilon lasid lavoy. It's going to come out of michshel, as the Mishnah there in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis says that Rabbi Kiva once stopped Eidim from traveling on Shabbos. He said it's not necessary. It was ba'olil. Everybody saw it. And Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Kiva, you know, Rabbi Kiva, you know what you're doing? You're causing a michshel in the future. Why? Because maybe one day the Eidim will think to themselves, oh, everybody probably saw it. They won't come. Meanwhile, it wasn't so clear to everybody else. And we did need the Eidim to come. And they didn't show up. And Beis Din will be Mekadosh the Chodesh a day later when they really should have been Mekadosh it a day earlier. So therefore, Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Kiva there in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that you have to let the Eidim come always, even when you think it's not necessary. Because one day it'll be necessary and they'll make a wrong judgment and they'll say they probably don't need us and Beis Din will need you. So even though Rabbi Shmuel holds you should take three son and not five, that's in our Mishnah where we don't have a concept of michshel loss of lovey. Avol hasan by the case of kiddush hachodesh, the nimtzas atom machshil loss lovey. We have a concept that you're going to cause a michshel loss of lovey. Emek rabbanon really. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel will hold against Rabbi Yossi. He'll hold like the rabbanon that even if it's near ba'olil, you should let the Adam be mechal Shabbos. Inami, I could say the opposite. Ad kan lekom Rabbi Yossi hasam. Rabbi Yossi holds over there that if it's clear you're not mechal Shabbos, ella deleka tzarech gavaya. There is no purpose if it's takik clear. So Rabbi Yossi says everybody sees it. So Hashem doesn't need you to be mechal Shabbos. V'loy nitne Shabbos litchoy. So there's no purpose that Shabbos should be. We should be Darich Shabbos. Avol Hacha. But here, the difference between three and five, so in the Ikatzarech Gavaya. As we said, you're going to get choicer solas from five. V'nitne Shabbos L'tchoyz. And there is a good reason to be Darich Shabbos, to get the choice solas. Emek Rabbanan Tzirli. Maybe Rabbi Yossi of Masechta Rosh Hashanah in our Mishnah will disagree with Rabbi Shmuel and he'll say, go for it. Go for all five, or in the case the Rabbanan hold, you don't need five, three. But whatever you do on the weekday, that you should do on Shabbos in our Mishnah, because if you need the total amount of three, don't try to do it with two and a half. Get the choicest amount of solas in the Shabbos, just like you do in the weekday. So Memela, the Gemara made three attempts to show Rabbi Shmuel holds like other Tanoim, and the Gemara responds in each case that there's no comparison necessarily between Rabbi Shmuel and these other Tanoim. And now the Gemara goes on to a new inyan, Itmar, we have learned, Shachad Shtei Chatoi Shel Tzibur. If a person by accident, not knowing, there were two animals that were set aside for a chatas of the tzibur. Rashi says, with the way the shita has the hagah, that let's say it was yontiv came out on Shabbos, or Rosh Chodesh came out on Shabbos, or Chalamoid came out on Shabbos, and there was a chatas that had to be brought, and there was set aside two. So this person thought, let's say he did it b'shoigeg, he thought that if Korban Sibur is Doich Shabbos, and I have the Bezdin said, the Hegdish set aside two, that you're allowed to shech both of them. But Ve'ena Tzarech Halachas, really all we needed is one. So Rashi says his mistake was that once you shech the second one is no longer, the second one was a backup for the first one. The first one was successful, so then the second one is not necessary. And therefore, if you shechted it, you were Mechal Shabbos, it's not Doich Shabbos. B'shoige, you will have to bring a chatas. Amar Rabba, V'itema Ravami, some say it was Ravami who said it, Chayiv Alashniyah. So on the second one, you're chayav a korban chatas, if you did a b'shoigeg, u'patr al rishayin. On the first one, you're patr, because that one had to be shechted for the korban sibur. Va'filu nischap aloi b'shniyah. The chiddush is, even if it turns out that later, the kapora came from the second one. How? Rashi explains. Because let's say the dam of the first one spilled out after the shechita of the second one. So now Rashi says, I could really say he's potter on both. The first one he's potter on, because at the time we needed the first one, he was allowed to shecht it. The second one he's potter on, because retroactively, where is he getting his kapora? Now that the dam spilled out, you didn't do zrikas a dam, he's getting the kapora from the second one. So even though when he shechted the second one, he didn't know that he's going to need the second one. But Lamaisa, turns out we do need it. So I could free him really from both. So we say no. We have to look at the time of Shechita. At the time of Shechita, the first one you had permission to do. The second one you didn't have permission to do. And then we say even a greater Chiddush. Va'afilu nimtzas rishayna kechusha. Even if you found out, before you shechted the second one, you found out that the first one was lean. And then, as Rashi brings down, we have the issue from the Pasuk of Malachi, Perek Aleph. Hakriveu no lepasecha. Would you bring such a thing to your governor, to your king? This is something, a lean animal like this, you wouldn't bring to a king, so don't bring it to Hashem. So even though there's an aspect of improvement by shechting the second one, but still, we say that you're chayiv for shechting the second one because you only had permission to shecht the first one. Says the Gemara, how could you say such a thing in the name of Rabbah? Umi omer Rabbah hachi, did Rabbah say such a thing? I'll show you a contradiction in Rabbah. V'omer Rabbah, hoi lufanu shtei chatois. On Shabbos he had two chatois. Achas shmena, one was fat. V'achas kusha, one was lean. Shachat shmena, if he shechted the shmena, v'achas shachat kusha, and then he shechted the lean one, chayiv. Because there was no purpose in shechting the lean one. You were already yotza with the fat one. But what happens if he shechted the kusha? And then, v'achar shmeina potter, then he's potter. Because there was a purpose. He thought, for example, the kusha was shmeina. Then he sees it's not shmeina. So he says, you know what, let me shech the shmeina. Once he did it, he's potter. But v'lo yo'id, not only is he potter after the fact, elisha oimrim loy, havei shmeina l'chadchilu shchait. If Bezdin, if Hegdish sees that he shechted the lean one, and he has a fat one still there, which will be a nicer korban, Bezdin tells him, go ahead and check the second one. So how can you say in the memory before, in the name of Rabbah, that if he shechted the second one, and the second one turns out to be fatter than the first one, he is chayiv on the second one, where here Rabbah said the favor, it's potter, and you even tell him l'chatchila. So I have two truths into this kasha. Iboy yisema smi kechusha mekamaisa. Either take out that last phrase that even if the first one was found to be Kusha, take it out, because Rabba doesn't hold like that. If there's a purpose in shechting the second one, which is fatter, so Rabba would never say you're chayiv for that. You could leave it in. But as we said before, when we started, either Rabba said it or Rabbami said it. So now that you have a contradiction in Rabba, you're forced to say that the previous member was not said by Rabba, it was said by Rabbami, and then I have no stira in Rabba. Based on this, as Rashi explains, Ravina has a very interesting question to Ravashi. Now that Rabba said a rule, that if you shechted a chusha, and then you found a shmena, not only after the fact, but l'chatchila, we tell you, go ahead and shech the shmena on Shabbos, and your potter, and we want you to shech the shmena on Shabbos, what would happen in the following scenario? Amalei Ravina Ravashi, nimtzas harishon chusha b'nei ma'ayin mahu. He had two fat cows. He shechted the first one, and he has no reason to shecht the second one. So normally he would be chayiv for shechting the second one. There's no doich Shabbos. You were yaitzah with the first one. But then he opens up the animal that he shechted, the first one, and he sees that although on the outside, the exterior, it looks healthy and well, inside it's decrepit, it's lean. So now he wants to use for the Korban Sibra the second one, which is fat on the outside and it's fat on the inside. The question is, was he chayiv something for what he did when he shechted the second one? What's the question? Mao, what's the did? Boser machshavto yazlinen. Do we go after his machshava? The gavra li surah kamachavet. Rashi says it doesn't mean an Isser Mamish because he could have been doing it b'shoigeg. But we're saying he had kavana for a maisa that normally would be Usser. In other words, when you shechted the second one, what was going through your mind? You thought that what? That the first one is fat, and I really don't need the second one, but if it's a Korban Sibra, it's Doich HaShabbos, I'll shech the second one also. So, do I go b'Usser m'machshava? Your machshava was to do something by accident wrong. Or do we go with your action? And your action was subsequently, retroactively proven to be correct. Why? Because the first one turned out to be lean on the inside. And you, Rabbi Shita is that if there's something better to be had by shechting the second one, you should go ahead and shecht the second one. So retroactively, in fact, in my action, I did nothing wrong. I had a kavanah to do something wrong. This is like reminds me of the Gemara at the end of Kedushin, where a person eats something that he thinks is treif, and v'nimtzas that it's kosher. So your machshav is to do something wrong, but your action was good. So here also, I thought to shecht something that I didn't need, and really at the end I needed it. So what's the din? Do I go with the machshav or the mice? Amar lei, he answered back, Lav hainu de rava v'rava? Isn't this the halach of rab and rav, as Rashi explains, even though we're going to see in a moment a very interesting machloikis between rab and rava, but in the case that's similar to our case, where he thought that he was doing something wrong, everybody, rab and rava, will have no machloikis, and they'll say both that you go after the machshava. The itmor, we learned, Shama Shatava Tinek Biyam. A guy on Shabbos, he's a fisherman, and he goes, he says, I'm going fishing. He doesn't know you're not allowed to fish on Shabbos. Then he hears a child drowned in the water. But he's not interested in the child, he's interested in the fish. Uporash Mitsuda Lahalas Dogim. He spread out his nets to catch fish. And what did he catch? Vehelo dog. That's exactly what he caught. He didn't catch the child. He caught the fish. Chayiv. He's chayiv. Why? Because he had a kavana. Let's say it's b'shoigeg. He doesn't know that fishing is usher. He had a machshava to do tzeda, to catch these fish. And that's what he caught. So there's no reason to exempt him. But what happens to lahalos dog and vehelo dog and vitinaik? Instead of just bringing fish up, he brought up the fish and the tinnik. Here we have a machlokes Rav and Rabba. Rav Amar Chayiv, Rav Amar Potter. Rav says it's Chayiv, and Rav says it's Potter. So the Gemara says, Va'adkan, the sheet is garbis. Loi ka Potter Rabba, elakivin de Shama, Amrin and Nami, daite atinik. Avoloi shama loi. So in other words, according to Rava who says chayiv, Rava says, what was your machshava? We question you. Bezdin questions you. What was your machshava when you put the net in? Oh, my machshava? It wasn't my kid. I wasn't concerned. I'm very narcissistic. I don't care. But I wanted to fish. You wanted to fish? We go after your machshava. You shouldn't fish on Shabbos. You have to bring a korban chatas. That's Rava Shita. Rava says you're potter. Why does Rava say you're potter? Rava says you're potter, as Rashi explains, because you heard that a child was drowned. Even though you're telling us that you did it for fishing, but in the back of your mind, you're a Jew, your consciousness was, I hope my nets will capture this child. So therefore, we say your machshava was not only for fish, your machshava was to save the baby. And therefore, that's a mitzvah. Therefore, you're not chayv, a korban chatas. But let's say you didn't even realize, nobody had told you that the baby was drowned. So then even according to Rabba, it then will be your chayv. That's what the Gemara says. There'll be no machlokes rov and rabba if your sole machshava was to do some aveira on Shabbos. You have to bring a korban chatas. So too over here, when you shechted the second animal, what was running through your mind? You thought the first animal's good. If you thought the first animal's good, you had no right to shecht the second animal. B'shoigeg, you have to bring a korban chatas. Ve'ikedi amri, however, some say, no, that this is exactly the machloikas Rav and Rabba. The Ikari Amri, Amalei, Hainu Pluktai to Rabba V'Rabba. This will be the machloikas Rav and Rabba. The Itmar. Shama Shatov, the same case, but we're going to learn it differently. Shama Shatov Tinek Bayam. He heard a boy drowned. Upirish Mitsuda Lahalas Dogim. Vehela Dogim Chayiv. There's no reason to exempt him. His machshava was to get fish. He, Maisa was to get fish. He's Chayiv, according to Chatas B'Shaigik. But lahal is talking vehela tinnik v'dogim. But what happens if his net caught the tinnik and the dogim? Rabba amar potter v'rabba amar chayiv. So here we're going to have a machloikis between Rabba and Rava. Rabba amar potter zilbaser maisav. Rabba amar chayiv zilbaser machshavtoi. So as Rashi explains, not like we said before, that why does Rabba say potter? Because in the back of your mind, you heard about a tinnik, and you were thinking, that's how Bezdin says, you know what, you said you're going to fish, but really in the back of your mind, you wanted to save the tinnik as well. That's wrong. Really, even if he wouldn't have heard, even if the case would be loishama, he didn't know. So still, Rabba would hold that what? That you're potter. Why? Because we go solely buster your maisa. Did you save a child? Did you do a mitzvah? If you did a mitzvah, you can't be chayav a korban chatas. Rashi explains, why is the case by Shama? If Rabba holds your potter, even loy Shama, the answer is because he wants to tell you that if you got fish only, you're chayav even if Shama. And we don't say, oh, if his shamas in the back of his mind, he wanted to save the child, and therefore he should be potter. No. If Lamaisa, you only picked up fish, even though you heard about the child, the din will be chayiv. But if you picked up the child, then even if you didn't know about the child drowning, you would be potter. According to this explanation of Rabba, which is different than what we said before in explaining Rabba, so there's a very simple machloikas here, Rav and Rabba. Rabba says you always look at his maisa. His maisa is... Rabba says you always go after his machshava. His machshava was to fish. I don't care if he saved the child. He's chayav a korban chatas for fishing on Shabbos. However, Rabba holds no, you always go after his maisa. And the maisa, he saved the Jewish child. We're not going to be chayav machatas. If so, this question, if you shechted a second animal and you thought that you're going to use the first animal and you still shechted the second, and then it turns out that you need the second because the first one was lean, we'll be talking to Machlokes Rav and Rabba. According to Rabba, that you go after Maisa, he will be Potter. And according to Rav, who says you go after Machshav, will be Chayv. Omer Rabba, Chole Shamdu LeGregus Achas. A Chole who Bezdin says needs one dried fig in order to survive. If he eats that one dried fig, he'll live. V'Ratzu Asor B'nei Adam. When 10 people heard this, they ran out. V'Aviu Asor Gregus Bevas Achas Pturit. If at one time they charge into Bezdin and they say, here's a Gregorius, and he only needs one. They're all potter. and a bigger chiddush. Afilu b'zeh chazeh, even if they came one after the other. Afilu kodem v'hivri b'rishayna, and even if the first one, the first grigris was already in his mouth, he ate it, and that right away made him live, and now the other nine fellows come with their grigris. He's already healthy. The din is, they're all potter, as Rashi says, the last line of the Gemara of Rashi, the hazor is l'chay l'meshubach. When it comes to pekuach nefesh, will it help, will it not help? You run out, you do what you have to do, even if we're mechal Shabbos 10 times and we only needed 1 time, and he's already saved his life, you're potter because you ran to do the mitzvah of hatzalas nefashos. Boy, Rav had the following question. Here we get into the inyan of marbe b'shiurim, which means, let's say you have to cook for a chola on Shabbos. So I'm doing the same act of cooking to save his life, that he has to eat something. And while I'm doing this act of cooking, I have another piece of meat there, which a healthy person could eat. So the halach is, you can only do one. Marbe b'shiurim is aser. Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva, which was written in the Am HaTorah publication, where Rav Moshe says, on Yontiv, to bring a pack of a person who smokes, on Yontiv, he's allowed to take the whole pack of cigarettes with him, hoitzah. You're only allowed to do hoitzah on Yontiv, what you need. But Rav Moshe, so somebody wanted to say that the same thing should be with a chain of keys, that even though there are certain keys to my office I'm not going to use, but once it's mutter to carry some of the keys, I can carry all of the keys. So Rav Moshe says there's no comparison. By the cigarettes, on each cigarette, we don't know which cigarette he's going to take. Plus, he could offer these cigarettes to other people. So then, on all the cigarettes, we could say that he is permitted to carry it. Whereas by the keys, there are certain keys he's definitely not going to use. He's 50 miles away from his office. He's not going to go to his office and use that key on Yontiv. So that's a case of Marbe B'shurim where he's not supposed to use it. So now we get into the inyan of Marbe B'shurim. What's the shaila? Boy Rava, Chayla Shamdu L'Shtei Grigris. The doctor said he needs 2 dried figs. And V'yei Shtei Grigris B'Shtei Uktzin. So I have a choice now. I go out into the yard, in the garden, and I see there's 2 groigris on 2 stalks, so I could pluck off 1 groigris from each one, or 3 shalosh boketzachas, so I have 3 from 1 stem. So the 3 from 1, he only needs 2. That's a case of Marbe B'shiurim. So what do I do? Do I pluck 2 actions of plucking, or do I do 1 plucking, which is going to be Marbe B'shiurim? Haim inayim asinan. Which one should I bring? Shtayim asinan dechazalei. Do I bring 2? That's what he needs. Or do mashalish asinan dekamamad piktsira. Or do I use 3? Because by taking 3, all I'm plucking off is 1 ketsira. So the run in Masechta Beya brings a raya from our Gemara that Marbe B'shiurim is deraisa. Because if Marbe B'shiurim would be midrabbanan, what's the Gemara shaila here? Of course you should take 3 from 1, because all you're doing at the same act of plucking, you're taking instead of 2, you're taking 3. That's only midrabbanan. So, and we always are memayit by a chayla, whatever chil Shabbos we can do. So therefore, it's a raya that Marbe B'shiurim must be deraisa. However, the Sfas Emes answers Tosis and the Rashbu disagree with the Ran and hold that Marbe B'shiurim is midrabbanan by explaining as follows. That if I go out into the yard and I see 2 trees and I pluck from each one 1, or I can go out into the yard and I can pluck from 1 tree 2. So in terms of midaraisa, since he's a chayla and he needs 2, I could really go to 2 trees and from each one pluck off 1. Who told me I have to look for a less of an action? That's also only midrabbanan. So now, even according to the shittas that hold Marbe B'shiurim is rabbanan, here's our question. Midrabbanan, what did the rabbanan rather that you do? Did the rabbanan rather that you take 1 tree 3, which you don't need, pluck off 1 time and get 3, Or the Darabonin rather, that you do two actions of plucking, but you're not Marva Bishurim, you're only taking two. And on that you have a heter because the person's a choil and he needs it. What should you do? So the Gemara, now the Gemara thought that this is really the case of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that when you have a choice between three and five soin of our Mishnah, so you should take less. Take three instead of five. So the Gemara says, that sounds like this case. Take two instead of three. So the Gemara says, no, pshit the sholosh maisinin. In our case, for sure, you take the one pluck which has three. Why? The adkan has returned to the samach dalan amid base. The adkan lekam Rabbi Shmuel hasam el dechimemayit bachila kamemayit tzira. By the three and the five, Rashi explains that the word achila here does not mean eating, but Rashi says it means taking the tefuah. So Rabbi Shmuel said, take three sod instead of five soin, by taking the three, kamamayit katsira. So you're doing less cutting. You're not taking the other two soin to make the five soin. You're not doing all those malachas. By taking less grain to make the solace from, you're being mamayit in malacha Shabbos. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Aval hachabai in this shaila that we just asked, the chikamamayit bachila. If you're going to take less, but what are you going to accomplish? Kamafshik sira. You're going to have to pluck two times to get two dried figs. So then, vaday sholosh maisin in there, and it's certainly better to just do one plucking and get the three at one time, but you're being memayate in the amount of plucking, and the Gemara's maskan is that is what you have to focus on to do less plucking, even though you're going to be marba b'shiurit. Continues the next Mishnah. Mitzvah so'ay mer lohavi menakarv. The mitzvah of the korban arber is to bring the barley from the closest place to Yerushalayim. We'll see in the Gemara two reasons for this. Loi bikar. The halach, Rashi brings down that it has to be bikar kol tzarchei. The Torah says aviv, which means it has to be fully ripened. If it wasn't fully ripened, the barley that was close to Yerushalayim, you bring it from anywhere. Anywhere doesn't mean anywhere, meaning chutz laretz. It means anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, as we find further in the Mishnah on Daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis. Maise shebo ha'oimer, one time, and the Gemara is going to explain the historical background of this story, one time they brought the omer, barley for the omer from a faraway place, shebo ha'oimer mi gagois tzerifin, from the place called gagois tzerifin, ushtei alechem, and the wheat that was used for shtei alechem at that time, they also brought it from a faraway place, mi bika from the valley of Ein Soicher. Says the Gemara, my time, or what's the reason that you bring it from the Korav? Ibo Yaseima Mishum Carmel. As Rashi explains, the word Carmel, which is written concerning the Omer, stands for two words. The first word is Kar, which means Rach. It is soft. And Mole, you're able to grind it up with your hands, it disintegrates. So it means it's soft. And if you bring it from a faraway place, it's not ma'akev if you bring it from a faraway place, but l'chatchila you bring it from the korv, because faraway place, the winds and will blow on it in route, and it will cause it to become hard, and you won't be able to fulfill Carmel. V'ibay same another reason, mishum deim avir nala mitzvahs. You're going out of your shlime, the first place that you see the barley, that's what you should take, because otherwise you're passing over the mitzvah. Mitzvah boliotcha, al tach mitzana. Do the mitzvah right away, the first place. So these are two reasons why we do the place closest to Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara gives the historical background for the time when they brought it from a very far off place. They brought the Omer from Gagos Trifin. Maisha Shabbat, I remember Gagos Trifin. Tana Rabban and Kshitsaru Malchei Beis Hashmenoi Ze Al Ze. When in history the kings of the Beis Hashmenoi were besieging each other. V'hoya Horkinis Mibachutz. There were two brothers. Hercules was on the outside of Yerushalayim. Istabulus and his brother Istabulus was Mibifnim. And what was this whole fight about? So Hercules and Istabulus were both sons of Alexander Yanai, who was the son of Yoichanan Hercules, who was the son of Shimon, who was the son of Matsyo Kain Gadol. And after the death of Alexander Yanai, so the Malka, Alexander Solom, she was the queen, and when she died, the Melucha was supposed to go on to her firstborn son, Hyrcanus, but Ashtabulus did not want to give up his right to the throne, and a civil war ensued, and each group tried to enlist the help of the Roman general Pompey, and eventually Pompey joined up with Hyrcanus. He besieged and entered Yerushalayim, and that's how the dominion of Edom over Yehuda began. Now, it's interesting, although here we have in our Gemara that Hyrcanus was outside and Ishtabulus was inside, the same Gemara is brought in Masechta Bava Kama Daf Pei Beis on the base, and there it says just the opposite, that Ishtabulus was on the outside and Hyrcanus was on the inside. So continues the Gemara. B'chol yoyim v'yoyim, while this siege was going on, hayu mishal shalem dinorim, they would lower dinorim from the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, because Klal Yisrael used to pay with the Machzis HaShekel for the Korban Tamid, so they used to lower the dinorim that were in the treasury, b'kupa, in a basket, umal went to meet them. The people on the outside would put lambs in the basket, and they would raise those lambs and then bring it as a korban tamid. There was one elderly person there. Apparently, he was a trader. Shahaya makir b'chachmas yuvanis. He knew chachmas yuvanis. Rashi says refers to remizos. There were certain forms of communications, which perhaps hand signals, which only the aristocracy of the Romans and the Greeks knew, and he was familiar with it. So laws lahem, laws means in another language. Through, he used this communication skills to tell them without saying a word, laws lahem b'chachmas yuvanis, the following. Amar lahem, kol zman shasukim be'avodah, as long as they are doing the avodah of the tmidim every day, there's going to be a hagana, they're going to have a protection. Ein nimsorim b'yadchem, they will not be given over to your hands. So lamachar, the next day, shushalam dinarim bekupa. Again, they put the dinarim in a basket. Vehel and chazir. And a chazir they brought up in the basket. The people didn't even realize it was a chazir until they had begun schlepping it up. Kivin shigil chatzi chayma, when the chazir reached half of the wall, noat siponet b'chayma, as a pig will do it when he doesn't want to go someplace. So he stuck his hoofs, his nails into the wall of your slime, and is the Zeya Eretz Yisrael, Arba Meis Parsha, Arba Meis Parsha. And the whole Eretz Yisrael, all the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, which equaled 400 parsa by 400 parsa, shook. Rashi and Saita of Mem Testament Bay says, from the anger of Hashem on the great Chil Hashem, that the Chazirim were going up the wall of Yerushalayim. Ba'oysa Shah, at that time of the siege, Amru, they said, Orushi Yagla Chazir, number one, cursed, as we find the Mishnah in Bava Kama Daf, Ayin Testament Base, this Isser, that it's an Isser to raise a Chazir in Eretz Yisrael. V'orer she'ilamed b'noi chachas v'yuvanis. Because this all came about because the Zaken knew chachas v'yuvanis, so cursed is the person who teaches his son chachma v'yuvanis. Now, Tosfos Divrei Masla Or Adam brings down that from the Gemara further in Daf Tzadik Testament Base, it would seem, the Mishalamed Kala Torah, going Ben Dima, Ben Achayis to Rabbi Yishmael, the nephew of Rabbi Yishmael, who had learned the whole Torah, it was really mutter for him to learn Chachmas Mitzrayim, if not for the problem of Lo Yomish Torah Zavi Picha. You're supposed to learn day and night, but we have a Monday Yomer, says Tosfos, that by saying Kriya Shema Shachas V'Arvis, you yaitse Lo Yomish, that Torah is, you're not going away from Torah by saying Kriya Shema, that's a minimum, and you yaitse. So really, he could have learned Chachmas, knowing the whole Torah, and saying Kriya Shema in the morning and night. He could have learned Chachmas Yuvanis. And so Tosfos says, that's only Heichad Ikat Tzorich, there's a purpose. The Shema Hoyakarv L'Malchus. Maybe he was close to the government, as we find the base Rabban Gamliel, they had a special dispensation to learn Chachmas Yuvanis because they were Karv L'Malchus, even though Rabbi Shmuel didn't let his nephew do it. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel, the purpose of him learning it was not so important. It was not a tzorich tzibur, as in the case of Rabbi Gamliel. And then further in the Taisa asks a question that we learned in the Gemara and Sait of Mem Tesemet Aleph, that when did they make an Isser on Chacham Schizonius? By the Pulmish of Titus, by the campaign of Titus, who destroyed the second base of Migdash. That's when they were Goyzer Shalai Yilmet Adamus B'nai Chachmas Yuvanimus. And Pulmus of Titus was at the time of the Churban, and Beis Chashmenoi ceased to exist, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Tesemet Aleph, 103 years before the Churban. So here in our Gemara it says they made the Gzeir by Beis Chashmenoi. There it says Titus. So Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon gives two terutzim. Either at first they made Gzeir and it was not accepted, and at the end they made Gzeir and everyone accepted it. Or a second explanation is that in the beginning they made a curse from the Rabbon and whoever would teach his son Chacham Yuvanis, but anybody who wanted to endure the test was allowed to. Anyone who wanted to endure the curse was allowed to. And then they made a blanket isser that no one is allowed to. Continues the Gemara. Val oisa shah. And on that period, where, as Rashi says, that the Hyrcanus, from the outside, he raised all the land. And the Marsha says he did this bekavana, because since the Zakin gave him the good idea that if there's no avoided to be megin, you'll be able to win over. So he didn't want him to bring any korbanos. He didn't want him to bring the shtei alechem or the omer. So he had all the crops around Yerushalayim destroyed. However, explains the Marsha, in Gagos Tzrifin and in Bikas Ein Socher, there, they were moisir nefesh to grow barley, to grow wheat, and as the name of the town indicates, they hid it. Because if the officers, if the men, the army of Hyrcanus would see them growing barley against the wishes of Hyrcanus, they would be killed. So they covered them up. They, Tzrifin, as we're going to see in a moment, means like a tent, a hut. So all their crops were covered up. The word Seicher means a bolt of a lock. It was also hidden from view. So they were Maisa Nefesh. Maisa. So Alaisa Shah, Shanina, we learned our Mishnah. This is the historical background of our Mishnah. Maisa Shabo Oimer Megagos Tzrifin Mishtei Lechem Mibikas Ein Seicher. They had to go far away to get it. What's the story that exactly happened? Kimata Oimer, when it came to time to bring the carbon over, Loi Havi Yadim Mehechaisi, the Klal Yisrael didn't know where they're going to get it. Everything had been destroyed. Mehecha Isi Oimer. Achruz, they made a proclamation. Achruzu also, they made a proclamation. Anybody who knows where you have barley for the Omer, let us know. Osa hu Chersha. So a mute came. Usually, Cheresh is Eina Shemeiv, Eina Medabri. He doesn't hear, he doesn't speak. Rashi says here he didn't speak, but he could hear. He was a mute. He apparently heard the Achraza, and the Marsha explains that the people who lived in Gagos Tzrifin didn't want to endanger themselves. They didn't want to endanger anyone, so they told the secret over to this mute person. They knew that Hyrcanus and his people wouldn't be able to extract it from him. The only ones who could figure out where there was barley would be the Chachom, as we're soon going to see. Mordechai Tzadik was able to figure it out. So he came, and what did he do? Oisiv Chada Yada Igri, he put one hand on a roof, the Chada Yada Tzrifan, he put another one on a hut. This was like a cone. It had no roof, Rashi says. It was like a teepee, a tent. And he put his hand there, so nobody knew what he's trying to express. Amalu Mordechai, Rashi says it's the same Mordechai as the one in Me'achashveresh from Megillas Esther. Tosfos in Amalu Mordechai disagrees and says that if so, this was taking place Churban Bayis Sheni. From the time of Achashveresh till Churban Bayis Sheni was hundreds of years, and therefore it would mean that Mordechai had to live a long time. Therefore, Taisa says that this was, as we'll see, Mordechai was the head of the treasury that collected money to buy bird korbanos, and any person who took over that obligation was called Mordechai. But Mordechai himself was not necessarily living at that time, as we're going to see from the Gemara further. But let's continue the Gemara. So either Mordechai or a person called Mordechai said, Amalu Mordechai, mi ikaduchta deshma gagas shrifma shrifma gagas. I know what this cheresh is trying to tell us. He's trying to tell us where there's barley in a place called gagas shrifma shrifma gagas. But kuvashku. They searched around. It wasn't a famous place, but they discovered there was such a place, and they got the barley from there. Kibol asu yishtei alechem. They wanted to get the wheat from the yishtei alechem. So the barley from Gagas Trifa didn't help them anymore. They needed wheat for shtei alechem. They didn't know where to get it from. Achrizu, they made a proclamation also. Please tell us where to get it. Osahu gavra chersha. So the deaf man came, the mute, oisiv yada, and he put his hands on his eye, v'chari yada sikra, and he put one hand on a socket of a door. Omar lehu Mordechai, umi ikaduchta, maybe there's a place, the shmo ein soicher, oi soicher ein. But kuvashku, they found ein soicher. And they were able to have wheat, and they had the schus of the korban shtei lechem and korban oimer. And now the Gemara is going to tell us another story to show how Mordechai was perceptive and able to understand what people were saying to him when others did not understand what those people were saying. Hanu shalosh, there were three women. The Aisha shalosh kinan, who brought a kan, is two birds together as a korban. And these three women all said things that have to do, l'chayra, with a woman who's a zav. A zav v'gedayla is a woman who saw dam in the 11 days which are between the periods of nidus. And if she sees for 3 days, then she has to count seven clean days. And on the eighth day, she goes to the mikveh and brings two birds, one two toirim, two turtle doves, one chatas, and one for an oila. So one woman came and said, Chada amra lizivasi. This was all one word she said. This kan, these two birds, are for my zivus. Chada amra liyamasi. This is for my sea. Chada amra lainasi. This is for my period. Sover minei. So the other colleagues of Mordechai thought, you know what it means? They're all saying the same thing. They're all bringing a korban of a zava. Zivasi means zava mamish. That I'm up to the eighth day to bring the korban of a zava. Liyamasi, liyamasi mamish. My flow of dam. It's like a sea. And this is my eighth day to bring the korban. Loinasi, my period. It's the eighth day. Loinasa, the kula chada chatas uchad oila. All these women are trying to say, we're bringing two birds, one for a chatas, one for an oila. Amalu Mordechai. No, you got it wrong. Shema, maybe they're not talking about zivas. They're trying to say, b'zoiv sikna, I almost died because I was hemorrhaging because of blood. And I want to bring a chatas, you can't bring as an adava, only an oila. I want to bring two olos in order to thank Hashem for saving my life. And the one who said, Yamasi meant Shema b'yam sikna, she almost drowned at sea. And the one who said, Oinasi, Shema be'einasik, maybe he meant an eye, and she had a damage in her eye where she could have died. The kula oilas in it, it's not a chatas and oila, these are all oilas and adova. Baruch va'ashkach, they searched and they found, as the Rabbeinu Gershom says, Shalom, they started questioning the women, va'omru kenu, yes, exactly as Mordechai understood what we were saying. V'hainu distan, this is what we learned in the Mishnah in Shkolim. Pesach Yalakinin. There were 13, as Rashi brings down, there were 13 shifers. There were 13 chests of, which were large at the bottom and thin on top. They looked like a shifer. And who was in charge of the birds? There was one for Kinin. These were the turtle doves. There were Bnei Yoina, the young pigeons, for Oilais, the Geisle Oila. And the other one was called Kinin. These two of the 13 shifras. So who was in charge of it? Pesach Yalakinin. And the sheet that says there should be a word here, Pesach Yazem Mordechai. Who is Pesach? He's Mordechai. Lama nekashma Pesach. So why was Mordechai called Pesach? Shepoiseyach dvorim v'darshan. He opens up things and he understands, he understood what all these women were saying. They weren't referring to chatas and oila. They were referring to two oilas because they were in danger of losing their lives. And he also understood when the mute, what he was speaking about when he said, Gagui Srifin and Ein Soicher. And also the Yedeya B'Shivim Lashon. He knows 70 languages. So this Mishnah in Shkolim proves what we said before, the stories that Mordechai was able to figure out what people were saying. That's why it was necessary for such a person, either Mordechai himself, or as we said before, people who had the name of who were called Mordechai, because they were in charge of this. They had to be very perceptive and smart to figure out what kind of nedavos were money, what were they donating? Should it be put into the shofar of Kenan? Should it be put into the shofar of Geizlei Oila? And he knew 70 languages, so whatever language the person was speaking, Mordechai understood it. That's why he was called Psachtia. He was able to open up and understand things. Kulu Sanhedrin asked the Gemara, what's the big deal that Mordechai knew 70 languages, as we know from the story of Bichsom Visharish in the Megillus Esther. The whole Sanhedrin, everybody, in order to be a member of Sanhedrin, Nami Yadishim Lashon, you had to know 70 languages. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Eima Shivim Sanhedrin El Bali Chachma. Who are the members of Sanhedrin? Only wise men. Bali Mara, they have a very handsome appearance. Bali Kaima, they have stature, they have height, as Rashi says, so that the litigants will be afraid to lie in front of them. Bali Zikna, they're not over age, too old, but moderately old age. All this to give them stature. And then they have to be Bali Shof, and they have to know about magic. Tosis brings from Rav Haigoin. They have to know the difference between black magic, real magic, and what we call magicians today, who are just a sleight of the hand. The hand is quicker than the eye. That's not real magic. So Bezdin had to know magic to know whether this person is Chayav Misa for practicing real magic. Rashi gives a different shot. In case we want to kill a magician, he'll use his magic to ward off the death penalty that we want to administer to him. So Bezdin had to know a real magic in order to kill him with that counter magic. So learns Rashi. And finally, Yodim Shivim Lashon, they had to know 70 languages. Why? Shalai Teisan Hedin Shamas from Piyam B'Turgaman. They shouldn't hear it from an interpreter, because the interpreter may say the wrong information, and Bezdin, based on the wrong information, not understanding what the litigant is saying, could sentence the litigant to death based on what the B'Turgaman is saying. And really, he's trying to, or be mechayiv him money when he's not really chayiv money, because Bezdin doesn't really understand what he's saying. So they had to know 70 languages. So what's the big deal that Mordechai himself knew 70 languages? Answers the Gemara. Elada, his greatness was that he could mix all the languages together. Elada have a bio lishnei vidorish, and he could figure out what the person is saying. Behind the siv, we find that the pasuk says in, the pasuk, I believe it's in the Nechemiah, that says that in the Nechemiah perek aleph pasuk beis, that it says over there that the ones who were coming back from the Golus were Mordechai, and it calls him Mordechai Bilshan. So the Gemara is learning, it's not two people, but one person. The behind it said, B'Mordechai Bilshon. The word Bilshon means that he's able to mix languages together. As we saw, he could take the Hebrew word of Gagois together with the Aramaic word of Tzrifin. He could take the Hebrew word of Ein together with the Aramaic word of Soicher. And through that, he could understand what the mute had been communicating to him. That was the greatness of Mordechai, and therefore, we understand why Mordechai was called Psachya, and we also understand why Mordechai was given the name as well of Bilshan.